Welcome, spiritual seekers, and today's topic is, what do you think about right before you go to sleep? So the last 3 to 5 minutes is really vital. What is on your mind that you are taking with you into your slumber? And at the end of this podcast, I'm actually going to be walking you through a meditation. So it is so important to realize what it is you think about, especially, like I said, the few minutes before you fall off to sleep. How many of us drop into bed and replay the day? What do you concentrate on? So you need to realize that you are programming your subconscious mind to relive everything you place there, whether that's good, bad, or indifferent. So ask yourself about your day. What is it that you focus on? Is it your dislikes, mistakes, how you feel? Are you anxious? Are you depressed? What happens next is that you hit the play button and your subconscious mind basically takes a bath in everything you just thought about for 8 to 10 hours, however long you sleep. Now, of course, it's important to honor how you feel and what has happened throughout the day. However, you must turn your attention away from any negativity to program your mind in an uplifting manner. For example, you have an argument with a family member, but right before you leave them, you make peace and you resolve any misunderstandings. This is the same way our subconscious mind works and the way you leave for the night. And then when you awake in the morning, you rejoin the universal subconscious mind, and whatever vibration you went to sleep with, you wake up with. Have you ever gone to bed depressed and you wake up depressed? Have you ever gone to bed joyful and peaceful? I guarantee you wake up in the same manner. Here is a beautiful little section from Job 33:15-16. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men, whilst slumbering in their beds, then he opens the ears of men and seals their instruction. So what you think about is your instruction to yourself. What are your imaginings, your dreams, your wants, your desires? We need to fall asleep with positive and quiet feelings that will take you through the night and into the next morning. So as you go off to sleep, I want you to replay these words. I am confident. I am healed. I am joyful. I am kind. I am a wonderful creation of God, and I have a right to every abundance available to me. This is what you program your mind with, and you will see the positive results. And as I stated at the beginning of this podcast, I want to walk you through a meditation. This one particular one is by U.S. Anderson. If you don't know his work, I highly recommend you just look it up. He has many beautiful meditations. And this particular one comes from the three magic words. So I'm going to give you a few minutes. And what I think would be great is if you just got a recorder, if you can do it on your cell phone, your smartphone, if you just want to get some sort of other recording device, and start to record the words when obviously I tell you to get ready. And this way you put it by your bedside, you hit the play button, and you just listen. You just listen to the words and allow that to marinate within your mind and then within your subconscious mind. And this is what I want you to go to bed with. So are you ready? Here we go. I want you to close your eyes and get into the best position in bed that you can that will relax you. Maybe it's on your back and you just adjust your shoulder blades so that they sort of fold under you, so your chest is open, your breathing is strong. And you just take some nice, deep, strong breaths. And you only have to listen to these words. I know that I am pure spirit, that I have always been, and that I always will be. There is inside me a place of confidence and quietness and security where all things are known and understood. This is the universal mind, which is God, which I am a part of, and which responds to me as I ask of it. This universal mind knows the answer to all of my problems, and even now, the answers are speeding their way to me. I needn't struggle for them. I needn't worry or strive for them. When the time comes, the answers will be there. I give my problems to the great mind of God. I let go of them, confident that the correct answers will return to me when they are needed. Through the great law of attraction, everything in life that I need for my work and fulfillment will come to me. It is not necessary that I strain about this, only believe. For in the strength of my belief, I see the hand of divine intelligence all about me, in the flower, the tree, the brook, the meadow. I know that the intelligence that created all these things is in me and around me, and that I can call upon it for my slightest need. I know that my body is a manifestation of pure spirit, and that spirit is perfect. Therefore, my body is perfect also. I enjoy life, for each day brings a constant demonstration of the power and wonder of the universe and myself. I am confident. I am serene. I am sure. No matter what obstacle or undesirable circumstance crosses my path, I refuse to accept it, for it is nothing but an illusion. There can be no obstacle or undesirable circumstance to the mind of God, which is in me, around me, and serves me now. This is the great lesson. Know this within you. And so that brings us to the end of the meditation. And if you just play that and replay that for the last few minutes before you go to bed, it'll be amazing to see how you feel when you wake up. Because don't forget, when you fall asleep, your subconscious mind takes over, takes a bath, swims around, and all your thoughts, all your desires, all your patterns. And then when you wake up, you rejoin again the universal mind of the world, and whatever you think is put out there. So start today. Do your own meditation, but learn to quiet your mind and really pay attention to what it is that you concentrate. How do you want to feel when you wake up in the morning? How do you want to feel? What do you want to accomplish? So again, just to realize the importance of just those few minutes before you fall off to sleep, what you program your subconscious mind, it's going to relive everything. And it's going to be waiting for you in the morning when you wake up. So until next time, sweet dreams, and all my love and light your way. Many blessings.